Right now, though, we kick off our look at education in Tulare County. As students head back for another year of school, one small district in the valley is on the cutting edge of education. The Lindsay Unified School District has eliminated grades and grade levels. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports school leaders say the scheme has helped transform education.
It's 7:30 on the first day of school, and students at Lindsay High School reconnect with friends and wait for the bell to ring. The roughly 1,000 students are part of just a handful of districts in the country using a system called performance-based grading. The basic idea is that rather than moving students through grade levels as a class, let them finish their coursework at their own speed, regardless of what year they are in school. 17-year-old senior Leif Caesar explains it this way.
I'm a lot stronger in like history, English, science than like my math, for example. So I moved way ahead of the class, or at least ahead of the class in those classes, and then math, I've been more like with the class.
Instead of assigning students a letter grade on an A through F scale, they receive a number marking their progression through a set of benchmarks that note their proficiency in a subject. A 1 is the foundational work, moving up to a 4 being the highest level of skill. If at any point a student earns a 3, they can move on to the next level of coursework regardless of their year or score in other subjects. So, for students like 13-year-old freshman Paola Rusilis, when they are ready to advance, they move on.
That's really helpful for me because at times when I'm mostly good at math but not that great in ELA, so when I'm better at math than some other kids, then I can move ahead to what I need to instead of like being held back.
School leaders say the entire district transitioned to performance-based grading about 7 years ago after repeated attempts to improve the district failed.
Hey, Victor, what class do you have first?
School Dean of Culture Abby Forbes greets the students on the sunny concrete in the center of the campus overlooked by the Sierra foothills. She says since they instituted performance-based grading, they've seen their graduation rate rise to nearly 90%, and last year sent 40% of their students to four-year colleges.
Basically, we believe that all learners learn in different times in different ways. And if that's the case, then why do we put them all, because they're 15 in the same classroom, and say everyone must be here and then move forward from there?
Forbes says it's incredibly common for students to be at different levels in different subjects or to move up a unit in the middle of the year.
If you want something you've never had, you've got to do something you've never done.
Now an administrator, Jaime Robles was principal of the high school before and during the shift. He says prior to performance-based grading, the school was rife with drugs, violent gangs, and dropouts. Now that the school focuses on each student's strengths and weaknesses, those behavioral problems have been greatly reduced.
And there goes some of the classroom management issues. There goes some of the frustration and boredom. There goes some of the roots for absenteeism. There goes some of the causes for dropout. If you're able to really effectively meet everybody at their level versus asking kids to hold tight while the teacher teaches to the middle.
It's been a transition for the teachers as well. English teacher Brandy Quintero had to totally rethink how she runs her class.
I know that I get to take time to actually teach students to proficiency, but at the same time it's harder because I have to be more prepared. I have to be prepared for the students who are ready to go faster than I'm teaching. I have to be prepared for the students who are taking more time.
But how could simply changing how students are graded generate such dramatic changes both in and out of the classroom? Matt Townsley is an education researcher and administrator at a school in Iowa that uses a system similar to Lindsay's. He says the common model of grading punishes students for practicing, obscures true progress, and limits students. All problems performance-based grading attempts to address. However, he thinks the new system has been slow to catch on because it's such a big change from what adults are used to.
It's also perhaps why our communities, our public, are so used to experiencing school the same way time and time again, because most of them experienced it and were fairly successful through that previous experience.
Townsley estimates that fewer than 100 schools across the nation are using a performance-based system. In Lindsay, school leaders say there's no way they would ever go back. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.